sir, we see the star appear in the east without, and we're in a marvellous manner together as we can pray.
We see never none so clear, by it the way we could leer, but when we came to your land here, then vanished it away.
By prophecy, well wotten we, that a child born should be to rule the people of Judea, as was said many a year.
That is false, by my Luity, for in a maugre of you all three, this realm moves all of me. Other kings shall none be here. But sith you speak of prophecy, I will wit anon in high whether ye say sooth or lie. My clerk soon shall see. Sir Doctor, that chief art of clergy, look thou up thy books of prophecy of Daniel, David, and I say, and what thou seest, say thou me. These kings be coming a far way to seek a child, I heard them say, that should be born in this country, my kingdom to destroy. Seek each leaf, I thee pray, and what thou finds in good fay, tell now here, for I dare lay, that all these lords lie.
Nay, my lord, be your bold, I trow no prophets before would write anything your heart to could, or your right to deny. But sith your grace at this time would, that I the prophets declare, should of Christ's coming, as they have told, the truth to certify. I beseech your royal majesty, with patience of your beginity, to hear the truth, and pardon me, their sayings to declare.
Nay, my true clerk, that will not I debate with thee, therefore in high, look well on every prophecy. For nothing that thou spare, but search the truth of Esai, Ezekiel, Nahum, and Jeremy, Micaiah, Abdias, and Zachary of Christ, what they do say. Look also upon Malachi, Agius, Oseas, and Sophoni, Joel, Amos, and Habakkuk in high. Look, no one be left away.
The Holy Scriptures make a declaration by patriarchs and prophets of Christ's nativity, when Jacob, prophesied by plain demonstration, said the realm of Judah and Eke, the regality, from that generation should never taken be, till he were cometh which most mighty is, sent from the Father, King of heavenly bliss. And now fulfilled is Jacob's prophecy, for King Herod, that is now reigning, is no Jew born, nay of the progeny, but a stranger by the Romans made their king, and the Jews know none of their blood descending, by succession to claim the sceptre and regality, wherefore Christ is now born our king and messy.
That is false, by my hound, full of might, that old villard Jacob, doted for age, shall withhold by no prophecy the title and right of Roman's high conquest, which to me in heritage is fallen for ever as prince of high parentage. If any other king or messy intend it to win his head from his body with this sharp sword shall I twin.
Daniel, fulfilled with heavenly grace, prophesies also by divine inspiration, that when he was come, that of all holy was the most holiest in earth to take his habitation, in the womb of a virgin, and by his blessed incarnation, out of Satan's band to deliver mankind, whom sin originally most piteously did bind. Then both unctions, sacrifices, and rites ceremonial of the oldest testament with legal observation shall utterly cease and take their end final, though Christ's coming, which for man's salvation a new testament should ordain by divine operation, offering himself in sacrifice for mankind's offence, which from heaven was exiled, though his great negligence.
Fie on that dream, reader! Such dotards never shall knee no sleepy sluggard make my right title cease. But I shall nightly keep it, whatsoever shall befall, against that young gedling. And if he once do press this kingdom to claim, or put me to distress, his head off shall I hew. Yet look, if thou find there where this boy is born, for whom these kings inquire.
Micaiah, inflamed with ghostly inspiration, prophesies that Bethlehem should a child forth bring, ruler of God's people and all of Jews' nation, should he born of Israel to be king. Also Esai and Jeremy, full virtuous of being with many other, more fulfilled with grace, of Christ's coming prophesied while their living was. Esai, unto whom the spirit of prophecy was singularly given through the Holy Ghost, in this time prophesies that kings wittily and folks of strange nations, and from sundry coasts, that princes death to magnify, which might is most, should walk in great light, and brightness should appear, as did unto these kings in a bright shining clear.
Alas, what presumption should move that peevish page, or any elvish giddling, to take from me my crown? And the stage direction here does say he casts down his sword. But by my hound, that boy, for all his great outrage, shall die under my hand, that elf and vile cudgeon, and all his partakers I shall slay and beat down, and both of him and his final destruction make. Such vengeance and eke cruelty on them all will I take, that none to slaughter was seen or heard before, sith Athalia here reigned that fell, and furious queen, which made slay all men children that of king's blood were born, when her son was dead. So for to wreck my teen, I shall hew that young harlot with my bright brand so keen, they into pieces small. Yet look and search again, if these kings shall him find and his presence attain.
David, of all prophets called most potent, prophesies that kings of Tharsis and Arabi with mystical gifts shall come and present that lord, the king on high, Messi of Abraham's seed descendant, linearly, which kings with great treasure here in presence to seek him as sovereign and lord his magnificence. My lord, by prophecy is proved you beforn, that in Bethlehem should be born a child to save that was forlorn, and rule all Israel.
Herod now breaks a sword. By cock's soul thou art forsworn. Have done, those books were rent and torn, for he shall be no king in crown, but I fully in my wheel. And maugre David, that shepherd with his sling, essay Jeremy with all their offspring, here gets no other Messiah or king from my right title to expel. What a devil is this to say, that I should be disproved and put away, sith my right is so very for a boy's boast? This realm is mine, and shall be a manfully maintain it while I may, though he bring with him to-day the devil and all his host. But goes ye forth, you kings three, and inquire if it so be, but Algates comes again by me, for you I think to feed. And if he be of such degree, with him will I honour, as done ye, as falls for his dignity, in word, thought, and deed.
Believe, sir, and have good day till we come again this way.
Sir, as soon as e'er we may. And as we've seen, so shall we say.
And of his riches and his array, from you we shall not lain.
Farewell, lords, in good fay, but hie you fast again. Here we have a stage direction where Herod, in theory, calls for a drink from a boy when the kings are gone. But alas, what the devil is this? For shame almost I fare amiss, for was I never so woe-wis, for wroth I am near wood. For every man may well say thus, that I maintain my realm amiss, to let a boy inherit my bliss that never was of my blood. But yet the less it grieves me that I let go those kings three, for I shall know now which is he when they come again. Then will they tell me in what country that this boy born is he, then shall be taken both he and they, and that will make me fain. By cock's soul, come they again, all three traitors shall be slain, and that ilk sweetling swain I shall swap off his head. God's grace shall them not gain, nor no prophecy save them from pain, that rocked ribald and I may reign. Ruefully shall be his rede, by my hound full of mites. Tomorrow I will send after my knights, to rule my realm and my rights against this boy's boast, and raise the country on every side, all that ever may go or ride. So shall this boy loose his pride, for all his great host. This boy doth me so greatly annoy, that I wax dull and pure dry. Have done, and fill the wine in high. I die, but I have a drink. Fill fast, and let the cups fly, and go we heathen hastily, for I must ordain curiously against these kings coming.